your step before getting onto the boat. It's going to be a little bumpy. My name is Caitlin, and I'll be the captain of today's voyage on the Whale Watching Experience. I will also act as your translator. Yes, you heard that right. Your translator. I can speak whale. Ooh, there's one now. Let's take a listen. It's trying to say hi. Look, it's trying to wave at us. Now it's saying, you're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. That's kind of random, but all right. Uh-oh. It's lifting its flipper. It's too close to the boat. Oh my God, it's gonna splash. Ugh. Keep it locked.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to. On Thursday, October 9th, join Film Club for their production of Frankenstein Goes Job Hunting, happening from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Friday, October 10th, join the SUNY Oneonta Counseling Health and Wellness Center for a Create Your Own Mental Health Button event. This will be happening from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by the ATMs. Also happening on Friday, join the Student Association for a showing of Friday Fright, Night of the Living Dead. This will be happening from 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Saturday, October 11th, join Club Odyssey for their karaoke night, happening from 7 to 10 p.m. in Muller Plaza. On Sunday, October 12th, join us for our Craft with WONY event. Come and make jewelry, guitar picks, buttons, decorate tote bags, and enjoy some free food. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the WONY station in Hunt Union. Hope to see you there. On Monday, October 13th, join Student Association for Chuck's Comedy Club. This will be happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront in Hunt Union. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, everyone, and be sure to keep it locked.
It's my turn. There's a, I don't know if it's new because I wasn't here last week, but new show before me. Ooh, usually I'm, it's desolate in here, you know. So there's a little bit of energy now before I hop in here. Get to listen to something other than just autoplay before I hop on. What am I about to say? The agenda for this week. Wasn't here last week, and you'd expect, like, oh, you know, maybe a big show coming. No, I wasn't here last week because I lost my ID, and I didn't feel like bothering anyone. I was just, like, it's very down. It's like, why bother trying to do the show if I don't have an ID? Like, could just... gotta wait sometimes. But yeah, I don't know. Like is consistent with, I don't know. I just like, I've not been listening to music. I listened to music this morning while playing Pokemon, and I it was nice, but like, gotta know what's up. I just don't listen to music really, which is like, makes me sound like a psychopath because I have a radio show. And I make music, and I talk about music all the time, but I don't really listen to it. It's not something I do. But on the topic of music, there's been a couple songs that I've just been popping in when I do happen to put on some music. And, like, they've just been stuck in my head. So I'll play, like, one of those. I'm not going to play. What was it? Yeah, I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. I listened to that song way too many times this week when you can literally just pop on any TV channel and it'll probably show up in a commercial. You know, like, really just listening to advertising music. Oh, Melee. There was some Melee that was played today, but I'm not going to go into a whole spiel about the game, because I like to save that for when there's tournaments that matter, and then I can, like, do the whole spiel where I give all the context and can talk about some matchups and stuff like that. But yeah, there was a small tournament which I don't even know who won, because I stopped watching like midway through Grands. It was either Moki or Hungrybox. Cool. I couldn't care less. There was no Falcas in top 8. So, or no, there was, but Magi lost to Jaychu, so who cares, you know. She tweeted, hold on, here's the Melee spiel I'll go on, because this was making me laugh earlier today. She tweeted something about, like, being so happy to be in top 8, and then she lost to Jaychu and said, quote, "I feel like all my blood should be wrung out from a towel, but it's GG's though." And that was, like, the first thing I saw when I opened my phone, and I thought it was pretty funny. So that's all I was going to say about that. But for this show, like's been the, I don't know, every week I come in saying, like, oh, I don't have a plan, I don't have a plan. Maybe I just don't ever have a plan, and I should stop acting like I do. But there could be a plan, because I'm going to shoot a message real quick, and we'll see if we can get a plan going. If you were tuned in to 2 weeks ago, you know, you'll get the vibes. Let me play a song, actually. Enough yapping. I'm going to play something real quick. Okay, yeah. I'm going to play Down Under by Men at Work. Once again, listening to advertising music. And yeah, I don't know why, but I've been loving this song. So here it is. It's been so stuck in my head. Here's Down Under by Men at Work. Yeah, that song's fire. I think it's one of those things, like, everybody knows it, but, like, you forget about it. And I forget. I was talking to my boy Henry about it. Just, like, it's very real. It's so fire. I'm trying to switch it up here. I will. Okay. If you've been seeing... Okay, this is... I'm very good, or maybe very bad, at kind of feeling out, like, what an industry plan is. And there's this song that, like, popped up on Reels, and it's from, like, a new artist with, like, no previous songs, and it's, like, a little too good. So, I guess I'll play it, and then we can figure out, is this an industry plant or not, okay? The song is called 4K Carpet by Passenger Princess, and I'm 50-50 on this one. I'm been really mulling over it. I'm like, you know, I was trying to do some investigative work. Didn't really get me anywhere, but we'll see. Okay, so I'll play it, listen, and then you can decide if this is an industry plan or not. Because I'm thinking maybe, you know, like I said, it's 50-50. It surely is 50-50.
On a carpet, just to be a dog in your apartment. Call you names and make you my target, but secretly I know that I want it. God, I wish I could afford that. I wish I could afford that. God, I wish I could afford that. I wish I could afford that. You spent 4K on a helm, as if made by Mustella himself. So damn insecure of my wealth that I'll be nasty, but you can tell that. God, I wish I could afford that. I wish I could afford that. God, I wish I could afford that. I wish I could afford that. Custom tailor made just for you. It's not formal, but it is cute. No tie, just a tail and a scoop. God, I wish I could afford that. God, I wish I could afford that. God, I wish I could afford that. I wish I could afford that. Wish I could afford that.
Yep, it's nice, but it got, I don't know, I kind of overplayed it to myself. It got old really quick, you know. Plus, that, I know all of the kicks in there. Like, we gotta start using, if you're any producer, you gotta use different kicks, because the Reddit hard style pack kicks are good, but, like, I know that we can do better than that, because I hear it way too often, you know? Everybody, you can't just type in best kick pack into Google if you want to make some really fire stuff, because that's what I did, and, you know, I know that people can do better than me. Okay. So, I figured out an agenda. Like I said, I was shooting around some messages, and we're going to give it a second, but then we're going to do a little bit of Aux Wars. You know, if you were on, listening in, tuned in, tapped in, locked in 2 weeks ago, we had, forget her name, I think it was Margaret, She called in, and I just told her, like, all right, well, you should play three songs, and let's see if you can go three for three, play three bangers. But, you know, competition makes everything better. And what's better than having two foes trying to go at it, like Plaque Boy Max, you know? Wish I could play that song, Fabio Foreign. But yeah, Aux Wars. Forget three for three. It's best of three. Oh, that's a bar. No, it's not. Hold on, wait. Oh, does this count as an advertisement? Local music. I was going to shout this out at the start, but in a couple weeks in November, we're going to have Dez, shout out Dez, at Ant Hill, all right? And all the boys are going to be on stage, and that's me, I'm boys. So, not an advertisement, just a shout out, but shout out to Dez, and pull up to Ant Hill, and I would say support local music, but like, nah, just support Dez. Local music, L, Dez, W, and Henry's gonna be there, and Leo's gonna be there. Just saying names, but basically sick rappers are gonna be there. Sick rappers that like may or may not be my best friends that I live with, but dude, they're great. Okay, let's play another song, right? It's the radio. It's the radio, and you do have to play music, so let's lock in, tap in, tune in, you know, whatever, and let's play another song. I don't know, what's tough? I feel like that's been the question for, like, the longest time. I just like, I'll listen to stuff and stuff will get old quick, and I'll just be sitting there like, what's tough? Nothing's tough anymore, you know? Maybe I'm missing out on some like crazy bangers this year, but I feel like I have just swerved around like all the best music for a while. You know what is tough though, always, is Portuguese music. So I'm going to play, I don't even know this dude's name, but he's a friend of Twikipedia, so it's got to be good. But the song is called Leva Serio. Ooh, tough pronunciation. Ooh, oh my goodness. Yeah, but I'm going to play that, so whatever.
Fazendo planos nessa primavera. Quando se vazou, deixou uma cratera. E sobre meu passado, desconsidera. Tudo que eu peço aqui me leva a sério. 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 Essa garota é muito chata, caralho, não fode. Lembro da gente abraçado ouvindo aquela do Rod. Eu tenho saudade dessa mina. Mais que meus amigos em relação à cocaína. Guardo dinheiro no banco igual guardo rancor. Por isso, mais alguns motivos, não gosto de falar de amor. E ela tava no meu show, não queria olhar na minha cara. Não entende qual foi da tua, mas se tá na minha frente, eu até mudo o tom. É difícil não reparar na cor do seu batom. Eu só digo tudo bem, mas só por educação. Eu aprendi minha lição, é, aprendi minha lição. E eu tenho uma visão e não vai se repetir. Com a grana da mixtape, vou comprar um jet ski. Não dou mais bola pra vadia que só tá pela minha fama. Só quero que leve a sério. Essa é a única coisa que eu peço. Então, me leva a sério.
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 Yeah, so that's tough, I guess. Might answer my own question. What time is it? What time is it? It's 8:22. Okay. So I guess this is like my segment, and then in 8 minutes we will go over to that second segment that I was talking about. I don't know. Usually I fill the in-between times between songs with, like, you know, interesting sort of dialogue, but I'm very blank right now. Like, I just kind of came in here because I was like, oh, it's 8 p.m. That means I have to do a show. And, you know, what's that about? I should want to do the show. And low-key, this idea of this little, like, Aux Wars, Aux Battle, whatever you want to call it, I think this is a keeper, because this is exciting me, you know? Usually I come in, I'm like, I'm going to be so tough and just, like, play music, but I feel like the personality's got to come out more, and I feel like that's the way. Air Bud's going up, you know? Tap in, lock in, tune in. What else did I say? There was a fourth one. All right, whatever. We're going to play. I want to play something chiller. Because last semester, I was all on the chill. Like, because I was talking about, oh, it's like, it's late at night, so let me play chill stuff. But I've just been wilding out now. But I kind of miss the chill stuff. So, if you know Era, tough producer, and tough song that I spam all the time, we're going to play Bleed by Era. Love this song. That was so good. I want to go for a double whammy. So here's another era song, Waste Walker. Because listening to that song just reminded me of the other song, and I was like, oh, that song's fire too. So I'm just going to play that, you know. And then we can hop into the new segment. I feel like this feels like a Mr. Beast video where he's like always talking about, like, oh, wait till the end, wait till the end. Because, yo, hold on. Mr. Beast just locked me in. The new Mr. Beast video was so fire. So fire. Forget even playing the song for a sec. Because it was elite. He had DJ Khaled was in it. Some dude was playing soccer against Speed. And then, like, he had, like, 100 kids doing tug of war against, like, the strongest guy in the world. What was DJ Khaled doing? I know he was in the video, but I forget what he was doing. But, yeah, DJ Khaled was in it, and that was pretty funny. And what I noticed is, like, see, like, last year and the year before, everyone's like, oh, Mr. Beast is, like, it's like TV shows, dude. Like, oh, my God, like, Mr. Beast has crazy production value. Dude, it's like watching TV. Now, it's actually like watching TV because I notice he does that thing that only TV does where they'll cut every noise and it'll just be like literally nothing until someone talks, and then it'll be like the crispiest, most edited sounding, like it doesn't sound like raw mics anymore. Like, there's obviously post-production on the talking, which makes it sound like a TV show. Like, DJ Khaled, it did feel like I was watching TV. But for real now, because now he's actually doing, you know, he's doing the stuff to make it feel like you're watching TV. But it was just kind of uncanny with, like, you know, it's on YouTube, but it's edited like a reality TV show. I don't know, kind of funny. Oh, I'm forgetting what did he... Oh, DJ Khaled was on a jet ski for some reason. I'm still forgetting what he was even doing there. But that's kind of been the theme, you know. A couple months ago, he had a video. Mr. Beast had a video that had, like, Ronaldo and I think Pete Alonso and... maybe even Neymar was in it, like, too, like, also... just there, and I think Serena Williams was in it too. He just got like name top 10 best athletes alive right now, and he just put them all in one video, which is tough. I'm getting so many texts. My phone blows up the most while I'm on here, which gives me some reassurance because that means that people are listening. You know, even if they're my family and friends, it means they're listening, which is nice. But text from Dez, play fake ID, and then emojis. Fake ID is tough. Play it now, right now. Fake ID is really tough. And then he said a cuss word and said, I hate you. And then Henry said, Invader Sims, play some Invader Sims, who's our friend that we make music with. Will I? Maybe. I don't know what song I'd play. Oh, okay, wait. Hold on. Let me play something. I'll play that song to fill time because I need to get the phone stuff working. But we'll get it going. Hold up. All right. So now, I got one of them. We got one on the call. We're waiting for the other one. And I would call the other one names, but they had a long shift at work, so we won't call them names. But you know who you are. Just give me one sec, and we're gonna get, I don't know their name, but we'll get them on the air for sure. I feel like a real radio show having people call in. Oh goody. All right. It's like a speech jammer. I can hear myself. All right. Could you speak for us?
Okay, yeah. Hello. It's me.
Oh my. And who are you?
It's Mars, actually, and it's okay, though. It's, like, hard to remember, I get, but, you know.
Oh, I think I called you Marge earlier.
Yeah, it was one of those. But
Marge is yellow and has a... And she's married to Homer.
Yeah.
Have you seen that tweet that's like, what did it say? It was like, doctor, and the doctor says, like, what are all your symptoms? And then... The dude goes like, Marge, Homer, Lisa, Bart. I thought that was a pretty good one.
That was a good one. I haven't seen that. But do you think Marge Simpson, like, is classified as a liberal because she has blue hair?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
I don't like
to get political on here, but let's just say her and Nick Fuentes wouldn't get along. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Yeah, let's talk about Nick Fuentes.
No, I'm good. I saw this really unfunny tweet earlier that said, do you want to go to the park next weekend at Triple Dog Dare? That's my ad.
I liked it. I don't know who tweeted that, but whoever did, I mean, I've seen that account floating around. She's pretty funny. I think, I don't know if I want to leak my Twitter.
Yeah, no.
I don't know why you did, but...
Well, because I tweet pretty good stuff.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, well, I said something rude about local music the other day. So if you're a band in Oneonta, sorry. we like, actually, I don't know that many bands here, honestly. I'm very bad with that stuff. But my shout out to Ben. Because he's the best drummer in Oneonta. And no drumming war, you know. I'll just stand on that with my own hands, all right? Let's tussle if you don't think Ben's like that, let's tussle. Because he's the best drummer, all right? And the best rapper's Dez. Oh, nah, it's me. Sorry, Dez. I've been in this, like, laughy mood recently where I keep doing the, like, the fake laughs because they're so fun to do.
Yeah, that's really, I forgot you were talking to me. I like to do that too, and I think it's a really good bit. And you should bring it up more often.
Everything's a good bit. I have Twitter on my phone right now, and I feel obliged to read it. And this topical tweet, you know, speaking about music, says, 31-year-old can still enjoy indie rock, right? And I agree, they can, you know?
I saw that tweet on your page, and I chose not to like it on purpose, but I actually did like it.
Huh.
Yeah, I just didn't want to, like, support something like
that. That's weird. I mean, you're getting up there.
Getting up.
And you like indie rock.
You're older than me.
No, I'm not. I'm 12.
They let you on the radio show? Okay. I have good songs today, I think.
Really?
I hope so. It's hard to... I did really good last time. But I think I'm good this time too.
Wait, am I too quiet?
No, that was before. Now you're fine.
Okay. Okay, like Hassan says it. Triple whammy. Speaking of Twitter again, did you see the Hassan stuff? Because he was like, he was mean to his dog, and then people started making AI edits of him killing his dog and like lighting it on fire and stuff.
I didn't see edits of him killing the dog. I saw edits of the dog killing him.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That was the only thing I saw, though, because it wasn't on my timeline. I just saw it. Collar or something that she did not get, like, caught on the bed.
Maybe we're just on different sides, because I only saw, like, the dog, like, Hassan with the cap cut laser eyes, like, blowing it up. That's all I was seeing.
Okay, well, it's okay. It's not like it was really important anyways, and I don't care, so.
Not speaking of Twitter, I have my school email open here. So speaking of school email, I have a reminder for my poetry class. We have a conference tomorrow at 10:15 a.m. Good to know. Yes. Let's go crush it. All right. So yeah, you got a song? Okay. You got a song you want to play?
Yeah, I do. Apparently I said something. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Now we move past.
Okay, wait. Oh. So, okay, wait. My first song is Lottery by Kaliuchis. I've been listening to that a lot because
You've been listening to that song for like 4 years now.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've been listening to that song for forever, but it is coming back into my rotation, and I think it should be in everyone's rotation. It is such a good song, and it'll never not be an amazing song. Is my opinion.
Just, all right. Lottery by Kaliuchis. I know this song. I wonder where I got it from, but I do know this song. So let's shut our mics off and listen to... Oh my god, I left it playing. Hold on. Rewind. Okay, now let's play Lottery by Kaliuchis. Lottery by Kaliuchis. All right. Let's get you back on here. Any closing thoughts about that song?
I hope that everyone who listens to it gets the same feeling that I do when I listen to it. Yeah, I'm not even going to elaborate. You just have to know. So, up to you.
The last time I remember listening to Lottery was... Hold up. I think you have whatever you're listening on very close, because I'm hearing some echo.
Oh, no. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening.
Wait. Okay, hold on. Okay, it's gone. It's gone.
Okay.
Let's go.
Yes.
What was I saying? The last time I listened to Lottery, it was 11th grade, and I was in Mr. Woolsey's shop class sitting next to my boy Sam, and we were working on CAD. Isn't that such a tidbit, you know? That was back. That was before I got my phone case replaced, so I had, like, the weird boxy one, and I don't know. Probably had, like, a chipped screen protector or something. Isn't that such a tidbit? I feel like Dr. House right now.
Yeah, that's really good. I don't know a lot about Dr. House, but is it good to feel like him?
I don't know. I just, like, I know. I didn't want to say that I felt like the good doctor, because he's annoying. But I felt like one of those tapped-in doctors on, like, tapped-in doctor shows. And not Doctor Who, because he's not a doctor. He's a who.
Well,
well?
Well, guys.
Do I have to say what I think?
Yeah. What's your opinion?
I've always see, this is I kind of do these long pauses trying to pick out the correct word, but maybe you should just run it. I've always been fond of that song. I've never really been like oh gee oh my, it's this song, but I've always been very fond of how it, like, it comes on my shuffle and I'm like, oh, this is, like, familiar. And I've been listening to this song for a very long time, and I kind of just know the flow. Like, it's nice.
Exactly. That is how I feel about that whole album, too.
And
it's perfect.
It's nice because it's one of those songs, it's like that the first time you listen to it. And I
exactly.
hope everyone that just heard Lottery for the first time was like, oh, that's nice. Because as soon as you hear it, it's like, as soon as you hear it, like, for me, it was probably like 10th or 11th grade. And as soon as I heard that song, it was like, snap. And now I'm in college, and it's been 3 years, and it's just always, it's always been in the back, you know? Like a song, like any Blade song. Like any Blade song. That's why I love Blade. And, I don't know. I don't have any more comparisons for that. But, yeah, you know, it just sits there. Kind of like Earl Sweatshirt, too. You know? You hear, Chum. Chum will just come on, and I'll be like, oh, it's Chum. It's Chum. I really like this song at one point. But I just, like, I'm fond of it, for sure.
I still think Earl Sweatshirt should be a little freaky and bisexual. It makes me sad that he isn't anymore. I also think that he should have transitioned when, you know, he was still like that. But, hey, you know, stuff happened.
Yeah, he went wife and kid route.
Which is great, and I'm really happy for him. And everything that he stands for, he's amazing. But I do think that he would have had a beautiful life as a woman. Was that a real laugh?
That's a real laugh. That's a real laugh.
Dude, I'm going 3 for 3 tonight.
Oh. Oh, rats. It looks like my incel streak is over because I'm laughing at a girl making a joke. Oh, rats.
Dude, sent me a post seemingly calling me a femcel earlier.
No, femcels like, aren't real. They're not real. You can't be a femcel. It's only incels.
Oh, okay. So then that's squash.
I wasn't calling you that, though. I was just sending it because I was like, it's like you need to get tapped in with the incel terms.
I'm way too tapped into the incel terms, and I actually want to step back from using them.
Hmm.
I don't like it. Like, I shouldn't be, like, calling girls voids in my head. That's like, really
That's crazy.
Disgusting.
That's all you. I don't do that.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, I need to get out.
I had a stinker on Yik Yak because I just posted, is there an incel club? And it... And the crowd went mild for that one. It did not.
Because people just don't get it. But I honestly, no. Good for them for not encouraging you. I think we should all stop using incel language. It's not right. Especially me. I'm a girl. That's gross. But you're a dude, so it's like... different, I guess, because maybe you're about that life.
About what life?
You know what life I'm talking about.
Are we still talking about incels?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I mean, we started off talking about Nick Fuentes.
Exactly, and look, we circled back.
Look, this is... Nick, I feel like... Nick Fuentes is the perfect dark woke litmus test for anyone. Because it's kind of like, who am I thinking of? It's kind of like when people are like, well, you don't have to agree with Trump, but you could say he's funny. It's the opposite where it's like, you probably shouldn't agree with Nick Fuentes, but the litmus test is like, he's really, really funny. You know, he should just be a comedian.
I could see where you're coming from, but I don't think that, like, he has, like, so much homosexuality and stuff, like, deep down inside of him that makes him, like, insane, and I think that's why he's so funny, but he's, like, not trying to be. Like, it's just, like, his gay demons coming out of him.
I thought he loved Candace Owens.
He also loves his femboys, too. Charlie Kirk loved Candace Owens. Come on, now. They were girls together.
I need to calm myself down real quick. Because speaking of having a stinker on Yik Yak, I had a banger on Yik Yak about Charlie Kirk.
Awesome.
Rest in peace to Charlie Kirk, though, and let's play another song so we can stop talking about Republican politics real quick.
Okay, I want you to play another Ween song. Can you play Roses Are Free by Ween? Because that's not the one I played last time, right?
No, you played the one with the weird sounds at the end.
Yeah, okay, so then play Roses Are Free. I like that one. And that's a really good album, guys. Listen to Chocolate and Cheese by Ween. And listen to Quebec. And, like, every album by them.
I will say, we only got 5 minutes left. So I'm going to cut halfway in this song so that we can just wrap it up.
That is totally okay.
What's the better half of the song, first half or second half?
Just play the first half. It's okay.
All right. Let's get it going. I guess we're only playing two today unless you have 30 seconds of a song that's, like, tough.
I could do 30 seconds of a song.
All right. Well, let's play the Ween, and then we'll hop in there, and then we'll wrap up.
Okay.
There we go. I'm cutting halfway, like I said, because we're running out of time. Now let's real quick. Yeah, I don't think we're going to have time for one more. So this is a 2-for-2 day. And I think we did go 2-for-2. So let's pop you in here.
Hello?
There we go.
I went 2-for-2?
Well, we played half of a Ween song.
Hey, but you said it's like
1.5 out of 1.5. Hey, don't expose what I said in the mic off chitter chatter. Yes, I did say it was groovy.
And that's a good thing. No, you should give your opinions about it.
I thought it was groovy, Ruby. Okay. But it is 8:59, which means you have 60 seconds to close out the show. Margaret. Close out our show. It's Airbud, Airbud.
Thank you so much for having me. I love Airbud so much. I love being here. It's so fun to play songs. I hope I'm here next week, guys. I'm gonna see Joe in real life, guys. And that won't be that cool, honestly. Yeah, this guy sucks. But it's okay.
Oh.
But no, keep listening to the show. It's great.
All right. I'm making both of us quieter slowly, but I actually have to turn us off like now. Thank you. Oh, wait. Hold on. Turn me back up. Thank you. Goodbye. It's 9. Goodbye.
Hey, this is Grant from Naked Giants. And you're listening to WONY, Oneonta.
And we're back again with that canine crime fighter who's been keeping our neighborhood safe for 25 years.
And that's 175 in dog years.
Here he is, McGruff the crime dog.
Thanks, Joy.
You know what I like about you?
Lay it on me, kid.
You've always had a very smart, sane approach to safe streets. What's your advice today?
Sharp garden shears.
Whoa, taking matters into your own hands?
You might say that, but I go after bushes in front of houses. A few clips and bad guys can't hide out.
Yeah.
Also, better street lighting helps discourage the shady element. And don't forget to keep a light on when you're away.
Good idea.
See, there's a lot you can do. Not by keeping yourself behind locked doors, but by opening up to your community to reduce crime.